We have the incredible privilege this week to read the double parshos of Matos and Maaseh. And in the second of the two parshos, Parshas Maaseh, the Torah goes into incredible detail regarding the various sojourns of the Jewish people in the desert. So Rashi HaKadosh already points out that it's to illustrate the divine Midas HaRachamim, divine attribute of compassion. You know, we often have this image that our ancestors in the desert for 40 years wandering all around, one day here, one day there, but in fact, when you look at the number of places that they encamped over the course of 40 years, and given the fact that a large majority of those places were in year one and year two, you begin to see that although, yes, we were in the desert for 40 years, we were not this wandering nomadic people. Kadosh Baruch Hu took incredible pity on us, and even though we could not enter into Eretz Yisrael, we were not wandering from city to city, place to place, makom to makom. But rather, again, there was still a sense of stability even in the desert as well. So the pasuk, the parasha begins with the statement, this is Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Beis. So the pasuk says, Vayichtov Moshe es motzehem lemasehem api Hashem. So the Torah says that Moshe wrote down, motzehem lemasehem. Now motzehem literally means the places where they went, lemasehem for their travels, and everything was done based on the word of God. So all the commentaries, virtually all the commentaries, ask the same question, which is, the lashon, the wording of motzehem and masehem is really redundant. In other words, they both translate. Motza literally means to leave, to motzi, to go out from one place to another. Masa means to travel to another place. So motzehem, masehem, it really means the same thing. So why the need for the redundant lashon? Why the need for the what appears to be unnecessary verbiage? So my friends, you know, of course, but there's no such thing as unnecessary verbiage in the Torah Kedosha. And the Ribbono Shel Olam sometimes teaches us lessons in clear and understandable ways. And at other times, Kadosh Baruch Hu conveys to us profound life lessons in the most nuanced of fashion. And here in this week's parasha, the Maggid of Mezrich says something amazing. He interprets, what is this phrase, Motzehem Lemasehem? And listen to his words. I quote you, he says, Shemoshe Kosov. Al koma shehotziu nitzotzin kidoshin b'maseyem shenosu. Says the Maggid of Mezrich, the Talmud Muvok, the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, the Bakadosh, something absolutely amazing. The way to understand the pasuk is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael, motzehem l'masehem. You see, Moshe was saying, every masa, every journey that we took, every masa, every step we made, every stop we made, was why? Lemotzehem. The Maggid interprets that phrase, Lemotze means to take something out of it. Literally, Mashotziu Nitzotzin Kedoshin. Every place we stopped along the last four decades, Moshe Rabbeinu says, was a Motzehem. Lohotzi Mashahu. To take out something, to extract sparks of holiness from this place. So, of course, on a Hasidic level, what the Maggid was saying was, Hasidus teaches this concept that there are pockets of Kedusha, pockets of holiness everywhere, throughout the entire world. But sometimes those pockets of holiness are clear and obvious, and other times they're obscured. And sometimes they're obscured by many layers of impurity. Those layers of impurity being called klipas, shells or layers. And it's the job of the Jew, wherever he or she goes, to remove the klipas, to remove the shells, in order to allow the luminescent light of holiness to come forth. You know, you ever have a situation where you're traveling somewhere, maybe you're traveling somewhere far away from any Jewish community, and you have to stop somewhere to daven mincha, you stop somewhere, you know, you're making a bracha, you're eating lunch, you're reciting benching, and you're in the middle of nowhere. This often happens, I find, when you're in nature, and like, you say, wow, what a moving mincha, what a moving mincha, what a moving bracha. Why don't I have that type of experience when I'm in shul, when I'm at home? So dear friends, what the Maggid is saying is sometimes you go to a place, and there's undiscovered Kiddusha in that place. And when you come to that place and you say a bracha, you come to that place and you daven, you are removing the klipas, you're removing the shells of impurity, you're removing the layers that obscure the holiness, and you're revealing the sparks of Kiddusha in that place. That's the job of a Jew. In fact, Rabbi Yitzhak Berditchev says, you know when Mashiach comes? When is Mashiach going to come? When Klal Yisrael finishes removing all of the klipas, all of the layers of impurity from all the pockets of holiness throughout the world. The Rebbe says, do you know how we've been exiled land after land, country after country, continent after continent? Because it is the mandate and the sacred mission of the Jew to remove the klipas from the nitzotzos, to remove the shells from the sparks, to discover the holiness that is in everywhere and in everything. So back to the parasha. So says the Magid of Mezrich, this is the meaning of the phrase, Vayichtov Moshe es motzehem lemasehem. Moshe Rabbeinu explained to Klal Yisrael, you think the journeys were just journeys? You think it was just a haphazard choice of different locations? No, no, no. It was motzehem. There was something lehotzi. Everywhere we went, there were pockets of holiness. But that holiness was obscured by layers of impurity. So every place we went, our mission, our mandate was to remove the shell, to remove the layers, lehotzi, to take out and to reveal the beautiful pockets of luminescent holiness. Motzehem lemasehem. The essence or the point of every masa, every travel, is motzehem, to bring something beautiful and holy out of it. And I think we could expand the lesson of the Magid to our lives as well. You know, many of us, we start life with a particular idea as to where we want to go, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. And I have this plan by the time I'm 20, this time by the plan by the time I'm 30, when I'm 40, 50. I've got a whole lifetime planned out, mamish, until 120. I've got it all mapped out. And then what happens? Life happens. And suddenly again, you find yourself in a place that you did not plan on being in. Or you find yourself in a circumstance that you just did not think you really were ever going to be in. And a lot of times in life, when we kind of like take, I don't even mean a wrong turn, but a different turn, where life just puts us in a different path and a different trajectory, and we wonder to ourselves, like, how did I get here? What happened? And sometimes we're frustrated when we end up in a place. When I say place, I don't mean necessarily just geographically. I mean emotionally, spiritually, relationship-wise. You find yourselves in a place, and I don't want to be here. This is not the place I wanted to be. Says the Magid of Mezrich, wherever you are, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you to be. Because in that circumstance where you are, there is holiness to be gained. There is holiness to be acquired. There are nitzotzos shel kedusha. There are sparks of holiness that you need to extract from that situation. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was showing Klal Yisrael, you think that our sojourns in the desert were just random. We stopped here, we stopped here, we stopped there, we stopped here. No. Motzehem lemasim. Everywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to camp was because there was something to extract. There was holiness to extract. In life, everywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to camp, every time God forces us to pitch our life tent in a particular location, it's because there's something to learn. It's because there is some way to grow. It is because there is something to accomplish in that particular place and in that particular situation. Yes, maybe you didn't choose that place. Maybe you didn't choose that city. Maybe you didn't choose that location. Maybe you didn't choose that situation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu choreographs the journey. And it takes us exactly where we need to be in order to uncover, to remove the klipas, and to reveal the holiness that's there. And so, dear friends, the next time we find ourselves in a location, a life location, that we did not plan on visiting, the next time we find ourselves in circumstances that we really did not want, just remember this little phrase, motzehem lemasehem. Wherever the journey of life takes you, remember motzehem. There is something to be extracted. There's holiness to be revealed. There are life lessons to be learned. And there is greatness waiting to be actualized. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.